making our way through the questions you Arizona homeowners have about your house, home, castle, or cabin here at Rosie on the House. It's what we've done for 34 years, and we're going to be doing it for another 34 years. Let's bring Roger into the conversation. Good morning, sir. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Rosie. We're from the Midwest. We moved out here about 22 years ago, and we have a house here that has no roof venting. It does have the small vent in between each rafter. I've got half flat and half peaked. I've got a peak over my family room and over the garage. And I was wondering if I should put a vent in the peaks of each peak part.
Well, what's the roof material on the peaks?
It's a tile roof.
Okay. And there are no whirly birds up there, and there are no dormer vents installed?
No, sir. No, sir. Just the venting under the eaves, sir.
So you've got bird blocking with holes that are screened going into the space, but you don't see any exit vents?
No, it just has them on each side of the house.
The gable, what we call gable end vents?
Yes.
They're triangle shaped up at the very top?
That's what I'm asking, if I should put them in or not.
Well, if you've got the bird blocking vent below, Roger, there's some place. When was this house built? You've been in it 22 years. When was it built?
Well, it's about 50 years old. It was built in the early 70s.
Okay. If when it was built, it had some place for that air to vent. Now, I don't know if the tile roof was original or that's been added, but somewheres is it, when I go inside the house and I'm underneath the vaulted part of the ceiling, the vaulted part of the roof, is the ceiling vaulted too? Is this what we call a scissor truss? Or when I walk into that part of the house, is the ceiling flat at 8 feet?
The family room has got the truss up, and the garage is flat.
And that's underneath the peaked roof. They're flat. The ceilings are flat.
In the garage it's flat, but in the family room it's peaked.
It's peaked. It's vaulted. Okay. So that's probably a scissor truss situation. Back in the 70s, it may have even been conventionally framed. But somewheres, Roger, that home was built to exit that air. Sometimes, and it wasn't done very often in the 70s, we had what was called an invisible vent, where you really had to know how to see it, but it's underneath certain tiles, and the tiles are lifted up just a little bit. Let me do this. I'm gonna put you on hold. Jennifer is going to get your actual address, and then I'm going to Google Earth your address and see if I can't tell you where to look for those. But yes, if you have the venting down below, you are going to definitely want to have some vents above. And if the tile roof doesn't need to be replaced and the underlayment is still good, and we've still got lots of years left of that, then two gable end vents would be what I'd recommend you consider. But let me look at it a little more and see if we can't find something there. I'm not going to have time to take Kathy or Mike right now. If y'all will hold, or if you want to, or if Jennifer can get your number, we can call you right back. We're going to be taking a break here for bottom of the hour, or top of the hour, where we get caught up with the news around the block and around the state and around the world. Then we come back for hour three. But I wanted to just go in this one topic that I've mentioned before. We're now beginning to see festivals and fairs that have been on hiatus, on hold the last couple of years, now returning. The Tucson Festival of Books is a perfect example of being on hiatus a couple of years. Then they had it a couple of weekends ago, and everybody was wearing a smile down there. And it turned out a huge crowd. We're going to be at the Saba Home Show coming up here in a couple weeks, the second weekend in April. We'll be down there live. We'll be doing some stage demonstrations on what Arizona homeowners do wrong, okay? And we'll have some props. We'll be demonstrating. If you're in the Pima County area, drop into the Tucson Convention Center. As a matter of fact, if you want free tickets, just email us at info@roseontheouse.com. We've got a good number of free tickets we can distribute to our listeners and our loyal Rosie on the House newsletter subscribers. We'll get you some tickets, get you in the convention center free. The parking is always free. And we'll be on stage doing demonstrations two of those days. Feel free to come up and introduce yourself. I'm always so grateful. The book festival was just tremendous. People walking up to the booth and just telling me, you know, Rosie, I've been clipping your articles in the Arizona Daily Star for 10 years. I thought, thanks a million for doing that. But do you know? You can find them on the internet. They're all stored and archived on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com.